sitting with Joey Groh, a local filmmaker whose short documentary, Beardo, is screening as part of the Virginia Short Film Show this afternoon. And Joey, Beardo is a documentary on the 2009 World Beard and Mustache Championships.
Exactly. You say the title and people go, it's the what? There's a contest for that? Yeah. You can win what now? It actually developed from, of all places, an intern that we had who said, I'm going to shoot this after graduation, and I'm just going to go to Alaska. I'm going to take a camera, and it evolved into a full-blown, let's see if we can actually make this. What initially attracted Alaska. It was the first time it was held in the United States, as far as the biannual event goes.
And Alaska's in the United States.
Alaska's in the United States. Maybe not directly connected, depending on where you live.
It's Canada's Canada.
That's very true. We thought it would be visually interesting at least. That was kind of our thought going in. And if there were stories...
Well, sure, all the mustaches.
All the beards, all the mustaches. If there was a story that developed, even better. And what we found was that there were actually a lot of layers, that a lot of the men that were competing were really open about how their facial hair and growing it to these extremes, to the lengths.
So it's just men?
It is just men.
Okay.
That's what we were told. We didn't see if there were anybody else entering that may not have been under that classification. But we thought at least there would be some sort of story there. Why are you doing this? Mm-hmm. Why would you spend all this time? And it actually opened itself up to giving more information about how they're affected in society in terms of interpersonal relationships, in vocation, just walking down the street, the randomness of having a 2-foot beard attached to your face all the time. How does that impact your life? It was surprising for us, so we hope it'll be surprising for people to see it.
So you said this was the world championship. So how many countries were represented? Where did people come from?
It has a lot of representation from a lot of European states. We have some folks on camera talking that are from Germany. We mm-hmm. have some folks that are from Italy.
Right.
I don't know that there was any certain country that was represented more than the Germans in the past in terms of wins. That was one of the big things going into it. We knew that the Germans had dominated for years. So this was America on the American soil. What's going to happen?
So did we have the home turf advantage on this one?
I don't know if we should give away how it ends.
Oh, I liked it. A cliffhanger.
We get all the way to the end. So you get to see, you follow the competitors that you get to know leading up to the competition, and then see who comes out the other side with all their facial hair still intact.
So how long have you been making documentary films?
This is actually our first internally fully funded documentary. Mm-hmm. We've made a lot of videos that are maybe corporate video, maybe testimonial driven, where we construct a narrative for a client. That's right. Primarily what our company is advertising, marketing, and corporate communication. So this is our first fully produced documentary.
And you're a Virginia filmmaker, so where are you based?
We are based in Harrisonburg.
Okay.
And the director of this film is now based in New Orleans, but our production company is based in Harrisonburg.
And is this your first time at the Virginia Film Festival?
Showing, yes. I've been coming to the festival since it was the film noir theme. I don't remember what year that was, maybe 1993?
Yeah, that was a long time ago. Yeah. So you've been coming consistently since.
On and off, yeah.
And other than your film, of course, what has most excited you that you've seen this weekend or hope to see this weekend?
Well, I actually didn't make it here until today. I just saw a panel on independent filmmaking in Virginia, and mm-hmm. I thought there was a lot of good information there, a lot of different backgrounds, people sharing information from the VPA, some local filmmakers, a gentleman that has had a pretty storied career in New York and Los Angeles, another gentleman who's in distribution. So a lot of valuable information, a lot of good conversations.
Excellent. And so where does the title Beardo come from?
Beardo is from the director, our director, Jeff Tosi. He mm-hmm. just thought Beardo was something that was catchy, and had always heard Beardo the Weirdo, just thought it had some sing-songiness to it. And that's the title that we'd always had. We talked through a couple different ones, but that was really the one that stuck.
So if someone wants to see clips from the film, where should they go?
You can go to beardothemovie.com.
Beardothemovie.com.
Beardothemovie.com. And we right now have the teaser trailer up. Mm-hmm. And we've discussed putting additional clips online. We're kind of waiting to see what happens this weekend and with a couple other folks that have copies of the screener to see if we want to put maybe a little bit more, maybe the first few minutes out, see what the reaction is.
So are you shopping it around now at the weather festivals?
We haven't submitted it to more. Let's see. We've submitted it to one festival prior. We've got it submitted into the Virginia Independent Documentaries. I might have that title wrong. So this is the second festival we submitted to.
Oh, okay, great. And so you work for, you've got a commercial company in Harrisonburg. You do a lot of corporate videos. Do you have another documentary or a short feature that is looming for you?
We have about 12 ideas on a board.
Okay.
So it's a couple of different things we'd like to produce, and it's all funding-based. We have some treatments, and then we have some proof of concept trailer shot or five-minute sort of narratives on how we like to construct a longer form 60 or 2 hours. So it's that that problem the cobbler shoes have, their kids have no shoes.
Right.
We're in a similar boat where we're lucky enough to have a lot of corporate clients that we get to do work with that a lot of the personal projects kind of take the back seat.
So we've had a couple of interviews about the Virginia Production Alliance and the bash that they're having. We can see right outside our front window, right across the street. Are you planning to go over there? Have you had any associations with the VPA or the CVPA?
We have not been associated with them beyond getting their email list and looking through the production directory, but I am looking to go over there. I've already met some filmmakers and had some good conversations, so I'm hoping to have some more.
Excellent. Well, I hope one of these dozen ideas of yours pans out in time, that we see you again next year.
Well, we appreciate you taking the time to let us tell you a little bit about the short.
All right, Troy, it was a pleasure. Thanks for coming by.
Appreciate it.